Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today it's hamburguesa in your boca, National Hamburger Day. Oh, Georgie Music. Thank you, Georgie. 3 o'clock theme song there. How about this, Solana? I don't know if you saw what Heat Muse tweeted out. Did you see potential starting lineup?
I did not, no.
All right. Heat Muse, this morning I saw it, and I said, this is right in Solana's wheelhouse. As they say, how far can this team go? Your two guards, Tyler Hero and Chris Paul.
Okay.
Your two forwards, Bam and DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your center is Khalil Ware.
Mm-hmm.
Six-man Davion Mitchell.
Okay. How far can that team go?
How far can that team go?
I mean, Hawk, if I'm being honest, I've got that team winning 66 games next year.
And three titles in a row?
Maybe three finals appearances in a row. Two
CP3,
titles.
CP3, Hero, DeRozan, Bam, Khalil Ware.
No joke. You address two main issues. First one is scoring. You need a legitimate bucket getter. Tyler Hero proved he can be that this year, but he can't be your only bucket getter because then you lose by 45 points in the playoffs to Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland does. They hold him to four.
Right. So you provide another bucket getter, instant offense, pick and rolls with Khalil Ware and Bam Adebayo with DeMar DeRozan would be awesome. And DeMar DeRozan, despite his age, has played, I think, north of 70 games the past 2 years. I have to double check that, but I think I read that the other day. So he's on the floor. Like, he's playing games. Okay. And then you address another major issue, which is you need a true point guard, somebody who can go out there. Davion Mitchell is a really good basketball player, but he's not like a prototypical point guard. And when the Heat kind of needed him to be, he wasn't necessarily fantastic at setting up teammates. Like, he's an energy guy, defensive stopper, energy guy who can give you a game or two here in points. So Chris Paul addresses those needs, but is that a title contending team? No.
Yeah,
like
I wanted to see. You sounded very excited about it, but no, not by a long shot.
I mean, I could do 82 pregame shows talking like they are. Don't get me wrong, but is that team a title contender? No, it's just.
I mean,
you're
adding aging three CP3 and DeMar DeRozan to your roster. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
both names, recognizable names. Like you said, true point guard, real scorer. But they are both getting up there.
Would you rather have Terry Rozier coming off the bench next year giving you 16 minutes a game or Chris Paul and Davion Mitchell as your two backcourt point guards, like the two guys who are going to get the bulk of the minutes playing guard along with Tyler Hero and DeMar DeRozan and then whoever else is going to come in and shoot threes? I think everybody's taking the latter of those two options.
Because I think that's what Riley is going to end up getting. When we talk about recognizable names and whales, because I just don't think they have the assets to get who the players who people think that they, I mean, obviously who you really want. I just don't think they're going to end up being in the mix for it. You're going to end up with CP3s and DeMar DeRozans. And is that enough to satiate the fan base who wants change?
If you're a Heat fan out there who is saying, and we've talked about this, Hawk, Durant or Giannis, or bust, then you better hope, get on your hands and knees, pray to whatever God it is you pray to, that Kevin Durant or Giannis Antetokounmpo are simply saying Miami or nowhere else. And I don't think that's the case for either of those two guys. That's the only way either of those guys ends up in Miami, where Kevin Durant's going to Phoenix saying, trade me to Miami. That's the only other place I want to go to. Or Giannis Antetokounmpo saying, trade me to Miami. That's the only other place I want to go to. Because the Heat simply don't have the assets to to win a bidding war with those two franchises. They just don't.
Which is why I think everyone should be prepared for CP3 and DeMar DeRozan and that ilk. Which, listen, no shame in that. They ain't Giannis. But you can only do what you can do.
If the Heat get extensively better over the offseason by making some of these lateral moves rather than making the big splash everybody wants them to make, they get better. They end up being a 6 seed next year, Hawk, a 5 seed, while the main goal still being 2026, by the way. I'm not saying that that is good, right? Like, I'm not saying that that has to be the new standard, be the 6 seed. I'm saying the goal is still 2026, and they make a move now that's not a big splash, but it still improves the roster. It makes them better. It makes them more competitive. They're not the 10 seed, and they avoid the play-in tournament. I think you have to be okay with that. I think so.
You're not okay with that with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I'm not, because
Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
That's fine, Hawk. I mean, we could do this if you want, but
well, I'm just saying it's inconsistent.
It is.
I know.
It is.
The Heat have a more recent record of being competitive and winning championships. I'm with you. But you've got all or nothing when it comes to the Dolphins, and be patient when it comes to the Heat.
You're right. It is inconsistent. I'm not joking. It is wildly inconsistent, and I'm not holding the two teams to the same standard. But here's why. The Heat have proven to me that they don't need to tank in order to repair their roster, to retool their roster, to go compete at the highest level. They did it multiple times.
The time that they did it, though, that was really successful, they did tank.
Not necessarily.
Right? To set up the big three? Wasn't that...
No. I mean, they...
They had to have that 15-win season in order to get into position, didn't they?
No. The 15-win season was 07-08. They didn't get Chris Bosh, LeBron, and D-Wade until 10-11. What the Heat had was foresight to create that cap room. Dwayne Wade was talking about it the other day. He was on one of those Barstool sports accounts where he was telling Pat Riley in 2008, 2009, the season before LeBron, go get Amari Stoudemire, because apparently there was an opportunity to go trade for Amari, and the Heat were like, no, we're going to remain patient. And D-Wade's like, patient? I might be gone if you're too patient. But the Heat had the foresight of, if we don't make any moves now, we go get Jermaine O'Neal, who's expiring in 2010. If we go get X players who are expiring, we're going to have the cap space to put together the greatest team ever assembled at the time. And you're right. I am holding the two organizations to separate standards, because I'm saying, hey, if you're the Dolphins, total rebuild is necessary. I am saying that. And with the Heat, I don't even suggest it. One, because I know they're not going to do it. And two, because they've proven to me, Hawk, that they can rebuild their team. They've done it multiple times without a complete and total rebuild. And the Dolphins haven't proven that to me in my lifetime. They just haven't.
Yeah, but they've done complete and total rebuilds that haven't worked. I mean, my
Correct.
Whole point on the Dolphins is you're closer to being a really good team than you are needing a rebuild. That's the issue that I take with your thought.
Yeah, and you're right, but the person in charge of quote-unquote retooling with the Miami Dolphins, I wouldn't trust to hold an egg walking across a kitchen. Like, I just don't. I don't trust Chris Greer to get this done, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope this is the year that he proves me wrong.
Well, you will be. I'm thinking about using that $200 bonus bet on the Dolphins win the division. Anything about that?
How can anybody take issue with what I'm saying, though? Honestly, I trust the Miami Heat organization that has done more winning in my lifetime with the same people in place in the organization to turn this around. How could anybody take issue with that? Me trusting one organization that has done this repetitively.
Because that's not really the question. If you're asking which organization do you trust more right now, of course you're going to trust the one with Pat Riley, who's got the rings. Like, that's not really the question. The question is, are you satisfied as a Heat fan if they don't make a big splash and you end up with CP3 and DeMar DeRozan? And there are a lot of Heat fans. We see them on the text line. That's not going to be enough for them.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. I said it when we had the Pat Riley end of season press conference. There were people at the end who were calling for Don Shula's head. There were people who were calling for Dan Marino's head. And there are people who are tired of Pat Riley asleep at the wheel. I'm not that guy. They have that kind of cachet with me. But you're foolish if you think that that doesn't exist out there.
Oh, for sure. I know it does. That's what my DMs are riddled with. Sleepy Pat needs to retire. But I think you're foolish, especially to do it now. You think me, the biggest Heat homer on this radio station, is happy watching Terry Rozier, who you traded a first-round pick for, go out there and stink it up? No. But I'm also not foolish to say that Pat Riley, who turned Josh Richardson and Hassan Whiteside into Jimmy Butler and then gave you 5 years where you went to two NBA finals and three Eastern Conference finals, needs to step down 2 years removed from that? I think it's silly. I think you're looking at organizations around the NBA who are in the dumps year after year, who in my lifetime would give anything to sniff half the success the Heat have had in my lifetime. And because of two down years, and in the midst of it, the biggest face of your organization since Dwayne Wade causing a stink has happened, you're going to punt on Pat Riley? I think it's silly. I think it's short-sighted, and I think it's people who have just become obsessed with transactions more so than trusting an organization.
Well, again, you're defaulting into an argument that I'm not necessarily certain is being had. I'm just saying there are plenty of people who are tired of being patient with the Heat.
Yeah.
Even though I would submit you really haven't been that patient with them, because they've delivered you Eastern Conference final and championship appearances in more recent memory than most NBA franchises. But
that's my point, Hawk. Like,
I get it.
People are acting. And again, I say this while understanding the standard that the Heat should have should always be title or bust, because that's the standards that they've set for themselves. So I'm with everybody there. What's happening now is not okay. It shouldn't be the new standard. But you're saying after 2 years, which, by the way, were playoff appearances, it's time to get rid of everybody in that organization at the top level?
Playoff appearances. You consider what happened in the Cleveland series, playoff appearance.
Well, that's true. Jimmy Butler gets hurt last year in the playing game. If he doesn't, I'm not saying they go back to the NBA Finals, but they probably beat the Sixers in that first playing
game. Yeah, but I
could
do that with Tua last season. That's not fair.
It's true.
I mean, I could do it. They're a playoff team.
You're right.
All right, let's get at headlines today. We have a lot to get to. By the way, your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets for more than 1,000 shows to celebrate. We're giving...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. Those shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter to win right there. And if you want more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. Today's National Hamburger Day. I want to get into that, but first, your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Tonight, Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh. Game is at 8 p.m. The Cats can close out the Canes tonight, and they will have Sam Reinhart, Nico Mikkola, and A.J. Greer all back on the ice. They're expected to play per head coach Paul Maurice.
Let me see the line here. Panthers tonight, minus 120 favorites on the road. Hurricanes, even money at home. Panthers, plus 180 if you're willing to give up a goal and a half.
Are you?
I believe tonight, my theory right now is to wait, see if they go down a goal and live bet them. I think they win tonight.
If they're down a goal, I'm with you. I'm putting a lot of money on them to come back.
I think they close it out.
Are we just ridiculously cocky Panthers fans though?
Like, no,
is that
I think
where we're
they're
at?
This good.
Okay.
No, I think they're that good. I don't think it's unwarranted like to be a cocky Panthers fan. I think they're that good.
Because we basically,
and even teams that are that good lose a game.
Yeah.
This isn't the Cleveland Heat series where one team is so much better than the other team snuck into the playoffs. This is the Eastern Conference Finals.
What George Richards said yesterday at the very end of the interview, he said, the Hurricanes played the best game that they've played all series. They dominated the Cats in more ice time than they have the entire series, and it was still a 1-0 game with 2 minutes to go or 3 minutes to go in the game. Like, the best that they gave you, and all they could do was have a 1-0 lead until the Panthers,
a couple empty netters,
right,
yeah,
took out Sergei. So
I mean, the Panthers, they're still at Dairy Queen today, so it's not like they're biting their fingernails on the ice, wondering what happened to the series. I don't think Paul Maurice is scared. And I do agree with George. I mean, Carolina, they really end up being lucky. They win that game 1-0 essentially, and they stole one. I think it ends tonight.
Well, 8 p.m. and our broadcast begins at 7:30 with Kevin Rogers, and then Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay will be on the call from Raleigh.
Kevin Rogers still on the station?
Every Panthers game, Hawk.
Huh.
K-Rog.
Sure?
K-Rog.
You positive?
Positive.
Huh.
Well, are you positive, Jimmy? Because truthfully, I am not 100% positive. But I'm pretty certain it's K-Rog that does all the pregame shows.
I love K-Rog.
Me too.
He is correct. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's here for the broadcast. Now, whether he's actually listening or not is a whole nother story.
Oh, I sync it up.
But would you know Kevin Rogers if he walked into the studio right now? Like, would you be able to recognize him?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Jimmy actually listens to every other radio program on this radio station other than ours, the one he works for.
There are other shows on this station?
I think so.
Pretty sure.
Just kidding.
Jimmy came up to me. He goes, hey, did you see Omar Kelly is going to host the morning show while Joe Rose is on vacation? And I'm like, yeah.
We've been doing that for a couple of years.
Omar is on like 3 times a week for a couple of years. But then I forgot Jimmy doesn't wake up till noon. So, I mean, it makes sense.
I had lunch with the Ticket Wizard today. He comes in. He's wearing his Ticket Wizard shirt. And he says, hey, I got a bone to pick with Omar Kelly.
Oh, okay.
He's on the morning show with Hollywood. And they're talking about, you know, if you get a speeding ticket, you just fight it. And they mention the Ticket Wizard's biggest competitor.
Wow.
Barry's like, what's going on here? So I sent a picture of the Ticket Wizard to Omar, and I said, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
He texts me back, humble apologies.
I don't blame Omar for that. I bet you it was Hollywood. Hollywood just doesn't have a good grasp on what's going on around here.
That's true. He doesn't, yeah.
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 He really doesn't. Oilers do take a 3-1 series lead over the Stars out in the Western Conference, but they took a huge
Len
loss.
Len is confirming, by the way, that it is Kevin Rogers because he does see the timesheets. I'm not certain that proves anything, Len. I've been turning in timesheets for people that don't exist. I'm collecting like 6 or 7 checks from this station.
The Stars are down 3-1. The Oilers take the 3-1 lead, but there is a huge loss for them. Zach Hyman underwent surgery today. He left the ice immediately after taking a hit to like one of his arms, and he's out for the rest of the playoffs. So if we get a Panthers-Edmonton rematch in the Stanley Cup Final, which it's trending that way, they're going to be missing one of their best players. Sorry to Will Manso,
Somebody says, why do the Dolphins get 4 hours of pregame coverage and the Panthers, defending champs, get 30 minutes? Well, the Panthers play 82 games a season and then the postseason. You want 4 hours of pregame coverage for 82 Panthers games, sir? Are you out of your mind? And to be quite honest, on game days, we kind of give you 4 hours of pregame coverage. The home games when we're out at the arena.
Yeah. The Heat better land Kevin Durant if they wanted a 4-hour pregame show. I'll tell you that.
Imagine if you had to do 4 hours of pregame for every Heat game.
That's a lot of talking between me and Tommy Tighe.
Holy mackerel.
Need Terry Rozier to score more than 3 points a game. We're doing 4 hours.
No, you need him not to. If you got 4 hours to fill.
Tonight in the NBA, Oklahoma City can close out. Man, we're kind of reaching like the dog days of summer, brother. I'm just noticing right now.
On the cusp of. Do you remember when this moment happened on the radio show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tonight Oklahoma City can close out the Minnesota Timberwolves back in OKC. That is an 8:30 p.m. start time.
Speaking of which, one of the things that I had earmarked for today, we talk about, you know, you cutting burgers in half. That's a seminal moment, especially today on National Hamburger Day. We have a segment from Heat Media Day where you ask different Heat players whether they cut their burgers in half.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I kind of wanted to get to today. I believe that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but I think, I'd have to double check. I think, Hawk, our most recent media day for the Heat, which was this past year, I asked like all the new guys, Pelle Larsson, Kalel Ware, I think, about the same thing. And I don't think we ever got to play any of that stuff.
I think so. Maybe we did, but I don't think that was one of the questions this year.
Yeah, 2024. I asked Jaime Jaquez Jr. about cutting a burger in half. Oh, no, that was 2023. Well, that's the a lot.
Right.
That's
this year we have Hibachi and we have Step Brothers.
That's right. Hibachi, Step Brothers, and cake, ice cream cake this year.
If you listen to this show on the regular, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, it sounds like we're having a stroke.
Anyways, Los Marlins today. They begin a series finale against the San Diego Fathers. That'll be at 4:10 p.m. out in San Diego. Then they head back to South Florida. Hey, by the way, you told Zach Gelb that you bought tickets for
the Winter Classic.
They're available. I thought they weren't available till June 4th.
There was a pre-sale this morning, which is why I jumped on it.
Is that done?
I mean, I can give you the code.
Send it over, brother.
All right.
Yeah, I want to go.
They're expensive tickets, man.
Yeah,
they ain't cheap. But I know what's going to happen. But here was my thought. It's January 2nd. It's a Friday. It's the Panthers and the Rangers. We're not going to be on the air, first of all, because it's the Panthers game.
Yeah.
And I think it's a 2 o'clock game. Either 2 or 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it's 2.
So we're not going to be on the air. We're not going to be on the air the day before. That's New Year's Day. We might not even be on the air the day before that, New Year's Eve. Well, by the time Friday rolls around, I'm going to be bored. I'm going to be itching to do something. And it's going to be the biggest event, sporting event, you know, that's going on here. And I watch it every year on TV. So I was like, you know what? On a Friday in the afternoon, drive down to Lowe's Depot Park, catch a little hockey. But, you know, they always have music performers and, you know, it's like a big party. And I know what's going to happen. As it gets closer to the event, I'm going to be going, you know, we should be going to that. You know, my wife, my son. And I'm going to start, you know, trying to call in favors. Panthers aren't going to be able to help because it's probably a league run event and they're going to be so overwhelmed. I'm certainly not going to get any comps. And like even to be able to buy tickets, it's probably going to be next to impossible. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet and buy them today.
Yeah. Yeah. Send over that code. I'm down.
And then, of course, because it's the Rangers, I'll probably just end up selling these for a major profit.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah. Let me know what row you're in. I'll buy the seats right next to you.
I will let you know what row I'm in. That would be fun. In fact, it's my birthday. I'd like you to come on out and buy some tickets and join me.
The Miami Heat officially announced a draft party, speaking of the Heat, for June 25th. First round, 7 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. Mm. I believe Tobin and I will be out there doing a watch or a draft show for WQM. We'll be at the Heat's draft party. I don't know if that's like confirmed yet, but I believe that's in the works.
When is it again? What's the date?
On June 25th.
Okay. Yeah, because the Stanley Cup will be over by then.
That's at 7 p.m. at the Kaseya Center. And I saw today that the Miami Heat are going to play in the California Classic. 3 games in the California Classic. That's going to be hosted by the Golden State Warriors. That begins July 5th. So we're about a month and a week away from Summer League action already taking place. Your weather.
I think the Panthers are hosting a watch party tonight, I think, at the War Memorial Auditorium.
That's their practice court?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is another hot day in South Florida. It's around 88 degrees, but with the humidity, it feels like 130. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, I just went through the BK drive-thru, ordered a Whopper cut in half. The only correct way to eat a burger.
Goated.
That person should not have a driver's license.
That person is a genius.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
So, question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's National Hamburger Day, and I was mentioning in the last segment, somebody DM'd me on Instagram, Culver's, best fast food burger. Culver's is very good. You ever had it?
Never been to Culver's, no.
Culver's is very good. They have one in Coral Springs. They have a ton in the Midwest. But Culver's is very good. I went to Tucker Duke's today. Remember, Tucker Duke's was on with me for years. I'll give away a little secret here. So they're coming back, and we're bringing back the Hochman burger.
Let's go, baby.
Now, do you remember the Tucker Duke's iteration of the Hochman burger?
I think I do. It had Fritos on it.
That's right.
And it had, man, there was like one other, not quirky, but unusual ingredient on it. Was it?
It was a Frito pie, which is like a Texas treat.
Yes, yes.
On a burger, essentially. So it's a hamburger with chili.
Chili.
A little dollop of sour cream, mm-hmm. cheese, and Fritos. Now in Texas, like you go to a Texas State Fair, they give you a bag of Fritos, and in the bag they throw the chili, the sour cream, and the cheese.
It's a walking taco.
People mix it up.
A walking taco.
It's a walking taco. Yep.
When I was in, where was I most recently? In Gatlinburg. Apparently, the company that makes like Fritos, what is that? Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay.
Yep.
They recreated bags specifically.
Brilliant.
So instead of holding, you know, like a bag is upright, it's almost
Brilliant.
Like it's oblong shaped. It's like a football.
Wide mouth.
Yes. So that all you have to do is you rip off the top, and then you could actually shake it while it's in your hand, and you can eat it with a spoon. And it's
Brilliant.
It's the Frito-Lay. They had all the chips that they sell in that shape.
I've never had that before. When we originally did the Hochman burger at Tucker Duke's, and it's John, who's the owner, who had come up with essentially a burger version of the Frito pie, I had never heard of it. And when he was telling me about it and we went over it, I was like, wow, this is my wheelhouse. But apparently that's like a legit thing that people get the walking taco or the Frito pie.
At a food truck, especially.
Yes.
At a food truck, like when I think of playing Little League growing up, after you could either get ice cream or they would sell you a Frito, a walking taco.
So at Tucker Duke's today, there's some video on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hochman. But I had their burger of the month currently, which is called the new Smashed Pedro.
Hmm.
Listen to this. Double smash patty burger topped with double grilled onions, jalapeno cream cheese, chipotle mayo, crispy onions, and finished with plum tomatoes and spring mix lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
It was ridiculously good.
That's
now,
good.
I don't eat that much for lunch normally. But it was ridiculously good.
Oh, that looks insane.
Yeah. By the way, apropos of nothing, I just happened to see it in my file here. Do you know where Travis Kelce and his father were spotted yesterday? Now, I told you Travis and Taylor were spotted up at Harry's restaurant in West Palm Beach on Friday. Travis Kelce living in Boca here. And we assume Taylor Swift is either with him or visiting at times. Travis Kelce was spotted yesterday. This is according to People magazine. At Restoration Hardware, which is right down the street from me at Meisner Park. There's a Restoration Hardware outlet.
Is that just like a hardware store?
No, Restoration Hardware is a furniture store. Very expensive furniture.
Huh.
And People magazine spotted them there, and his father was driving a green Rolls Royce. Now, I've seen that car around Boca.
So now you know.
I can tell you, I am getting closer to my run-in with Taylor and Travis. I'm getting closer.
You think his dad is the only person that drives a green Rolls Royce?
No. There's plenty of Rolls Royces, and certainly outside of Chops, where they're just lined up, you see a whole bunch. But it narrows it down a little bit.
It does. It does. And bizarre that Travis Kelce's dad is driving a green colored car, right?
It's like a forest green Eagles. I know what you're saying, but Jason Kelce played for the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm getting closer. I'm going to go bat bleep crazy when I see Travis and Taylor at, you know, wherever I'm hanging out in Boca.
You're going to ask for a picture?
Oh, picture? I'm doing an Instagram interview.
Hawk, they won't let you within 200 yards of Hawk Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Or radio host.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they won't even let you near the Costco guys. What makes you think you're going to get...
I can't believe I haven't run into them in Boca. How's that possible?
Because they're everywhere. I saw they're doing a New York Yankees day where they're
they threw out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers game the other day.
Those guys, we could probably really just have them do a segment on our show weekly. We just ask them. They'll do anything at this point.
I don't understand how I haven't run into them. Now, admittedly, I don't have a Costco card. But that's not where I'm expecting to run into them.
Well, they don't even go to Costco anymore. Did Costco drop the bag, by the way? Like, did they drop the ball?
Right. They have, like, locked them up, built a studio at the Costco Boca Raton so they could just do their pod there?
Do a pod. Have them come out and just film content for Costco. Have them be the brand ambassadors for Costco. I'm not kidding. I was watching their videos because it's all I watch. And... And I'm like, they don't even go to Costco anymore. How the hell did Costco not lock these guys up, throw them a bag, whatever they wanted?
Somebody says it's not Restoration Hardware anymore. They call it RH. And that is true. It's a big RH. But I didn't know if people would know what that was.
I know
you
RH.
You didn't even know what Restoration Hardware is.
I know RH, though. I know RH.
Somebody else texts in and says, we have Culver's throughout Palm Beach County. Where? I mean, I know there's one in Coral Springs, but that's Broward County. Where are they in Palm Beach County? Up north?
Never been to Palm Beach County, so no idea.
Yeah, we know. You've never even been to Sawgrass Mills. That starts slow. You don't have to drive all the way up here.
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely no Culver's in Miami, right?
I don't know. Somebody suggests the mom drives a Red Rolls. And he drives the green rolls, and that way they cover both teams.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, there's one in – now, when they say throughout Palm Beach County, I think that's not the best choice of words there. There's one in Wellington, and then there's another one like north of Riviera Beach, just southeast of Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, all right. Well, there's two in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, and then there's actually quite a few in – south of Boca Raton.
Right. Broward County has a bunch.
I didn't know that. There's one in Cooper City. There's one like Coral Springs-ish, Margate, and then another one, Tamarack.
Really good.
So should I drive up to Davie? Should I drive up to Davie for Culver's?
No, go to Sawgrass Mills, okay? It's enough with the cutesy. Should I drive up for Culver's? I don't understand. There's a mall right near you, Dolphin Mall. You can't drive to Sawgrass. You can't get a burger near you in Kendall. You got to drive up to Coral Springs.
But see, food, I would drive up for. Food, like to go to Culver's to get a...
The most inconsistent guy I've ever met.
What do you get there? You get a burger at Culver's?
Yeah, they call them a butter burger.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good branding, right?
Yeah.
Because it just sounds better.
That sounds good.
They have cheese curds there. Just
do
good
they?
Food.
Cheese curds?
Well, it's a Midwest place.
Going after the show.
Well, go to Sawgrass Mills, okay? They're open late.
I'm good.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hamburger.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.